Timmins, public tips and dash cam footage helped police arrest a murder suspect. Hours after Timmins police issued a Canada-wide warrant for 38-year-old Dale Head yesterday around 8:15 p.m., he was arrested at the River Park Road SO on Airport Road. He's charged with the first-degree murder of 57-year-old Paula Millette. During a press conference today, March 25, Det. SGT. Kevin Clement said that a weapon was used in the homicide, but it was not a gun. He did not specify what kind of weapon was used. Millette had blunt force trauma at the time of death. Throughout this time, police received numerous tips from the public, which played a significant role in tracking his movements, said Clement. While there was evidence that suggested that he had fled Timmins, Dale had later returned to the area. Both the victim and the suspect were longtime Timmins residents. They were acquaintances, but police would not comment on any specific connections they had. The murder is not drug-related. The investigation into Millette's death started on March 18 at a residence in the area of Algonquin Boulevard and Preston Street. While Timmins police originally reported a suspicious death, it was later upgraded to a homicide investigation. As part of the investigation, police said several search warrants were executed that included residences and vehicles, as well as parcels of land in rural areas. Chief Sidney Leckie said they held the press conference to keep the public informed and combat misinformation spreading on social media. "This is why we're having this, to try to put some of these things to bed," he said. "It kind of snowballs." Deputy Chief Darren Dinell thanked the family for their help throughout the investigation. "They've provided the officers valuable insights into what Paula's life was, and we really appreciate that support," he said. He said they are working closely with Millette's family so that they are informed every step of the way. Head is expected in court on Friday, appearing by video. He is in the process of being transferred to Monteith Correctional Complex. The charge against Head has not been tested in court. He is considered innocent unless proven guilty.